Cotswold sheep were known as the Cotswold Lions, and they used to paint the sheep with ochre so that in the market they would stand out as being these sort of orange, yellow, ochre-coloured lions. And I have a yoke downstairs because Cotswold sheep are so big, you can't turn them on their backs very easily to cut their feet. So they used to let them stand on four square, and they used to put their head inside a sort of wooden yoke and then a rod across the top of the back of their head to hold them while they tended their feet. Now, the interesting thing about this yoke is it was owned by a man called Garn of Aldsworth, just in Gloucestershire. And his flock, the Garns are keeping Cotswold sheep for hundreds of years, and his flock was the last flock of Cotswold sheep. And in the late 60s, there were about 60 sheep left, and they were sold at this auction. And from that flock, pretty much all the Cotswold sheep come. If that flock had been lost and had gone to the abattoir and not saved by a group of well-intentioned people, then the Cotswold sheep would have gone. But here's the interesting thing. If you look on this yoke, you can see still traces of yellow ochre which were put onto the sheep, probably at the end of the 18th century. In other words, this yoke dates back to the end of the absolute heyday of the Cotswold sheep, when Cotswold sheep still ruled the countryside. And yet, in 1960, this was at that sale, and I'm reliably informed, had the sign on it which said, "To the tea tent." In other words, this thing links the heyday of the Cotswold sheep at the end of the 18th century with its complete and utter annihilation almost at the end of the 60s, when the last flock is sold and it's to the tea tent at the sale. And from that sale came all the Cotswold sheep that we have left.